Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential.
Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy that you are here. I am Ebony and I am an energy coach. I help women clear, heal, and balance their energy so that they have more energy to live their best lives. Today, I am talking about the throat chakra. The throat chakra. Let me tell you that the throat chakra has been my problem child since I was a child, okay? It is the chakra that is responsible for you speaking your truth. Let's first talk about where it's located. So it's obviously located in the throat, but it's located below the larynx. And if I am saying that word, so here's the thing. I always am paranoid about saying the word larynx. I was in school, a music major in college, and my instrument was voice. And I seem to have this vague memory of someone correcting me rather severely for mispronunciating the word larynx. And I still feel like I'm saying it incorrectly. I don't know why. But anyways, but you know what I mean, okay? So the throat chakra is located at the base of the larynx. Here are all the parts that are connected with throat chakra. So your shoulders, obviously your throat, your mouth, including your teeth, and obviously your lips and tongue, your ears, and your nose. Those are all throat chakra spaces and places. Okay. Shoulders, throat, mouth, ears, and nose. So if you're having any physical issues in any of those areas, that would be shoulder pain, obviously sore throats or any type of throat issue. Any issue with your teeth? Ooh, that's something I've had. Yeah, I have some stories to share in a minute. Okay, so issues with your teeth, issues with your tongue, sores in your mouth, or the lips, ear infections. I think we already said sinuses. Any issues with your nose? That means that your throat chakra needs some love. Okay, so if your throat chakra is, here's how you can really tell if it's under, I always want to say underperforming, which I mean, I guess that could be, that's accurate too, but underactive versus overactive. If you have an underactive throat chakra, which would mean that it's not really taking in a lot, it's not taking in energy to process, which means it's basically closed. This would mean that you, like me, have trouble speaking up, speaking your truth, speaking or communicating with clarity, with confidence, and with honesty. And yeah, or you just cannot ever figure out. This happens to me all the time. Like I can't find the right words to fully express myself, which is interesting because verbally, I find that difficult to do sometimes, maybe a little more often than sometimes. You've probably heard me on this podcast, like, what is the word? I mean, it's not just a matter of like forgetting a word, but sometimes it's a little deeper. It's like, I can't find the word to fully express myself. Those are all clues that your throat chakra is underactive. Conversely, if you have an overactive throat chakra, this means, or some clues are, that you talk too much and you interrupt people when you talk. You talk over people and you don't really listen to people when they're talking. Those are signs that your throat chakra is overactive. So what can we do about the underactive and the overactive? I'm so glad you asked, because let's talk about the overactive first. Okay. So if your throat chakra is overactive, which means that you do a lot more talking than you do listening, and you really don't let other people talk nearly as much as you allow yourself to talk. One thing you can do, and this is also good for the closed chakra people like myself, but some vocal exercises to help balance the energy in the chakra. Some just humming. Did you know humming is a very calming tool? It really is calming if you're humming the proper way. The proper way is that your lips are obviously closed and not pressed hard together, but they're closed. And when you hum, you should feel them vibrating. And you keep your throat open. So when I was, as a voice teacher and as a voice student, I would always say, what my professor would tell me, and I would, then when I started teaching, I would say, you should feel as though you are going to, this is probably not the best image now that I'm thinking about it, but you want to feel like, think of your throat as if you're going to swallow an orange. It should be that open. When you're, you want the throat to be open. And your tongue needs to be relaxed. We used to say flat, fat, and forward, right? Because usually when we are vocalizing like that, we tend to tense our tongues and kind of pull them back. But the tongue, and if you notice people, when you watch people like professionals sing, notice, and they open their mouths really wide, notice where their tongue is. It's always like flat, fat, and forward. Okay? So when you're humming, you want to have that open feeling, and sometimes it helps to yawn before you start, just to get that openness. Have your lips together, tongue flat, fat, forward, and then see how long you can hold that. And it's just a wonderful exercise. Just, ooh, and it feels really good. Oh my gosh. I kind of feel, it feels a little like, just like I had a little meditation right now. Wow. So try that exercise. And then for overactive chakra, throat chakra people, try, you can't see me now, but I'm massaging my ears. Just massage around your ears. Okay. This is going to help to get the energy flowing around the ears. And it's going to help to remind you to listen more than you talk. Okay. Now we can get a lot deeper, and I really don't have time to, but why are you talking so much? That's where the real healing is going to take place for you. Why are you talking so much? I really believe that at the core of people who talk, who over-talk and talk over people and interrupt people, there's something that they are either hiding or trying to overcompensate for. Usually there's a lack of confidence or a fear that they're trying to hide. And they try to hide it by just talking, hoping that no one's going to notice. But it really is a lot more obvious when someone is just over talking that there's, well, at least to me, that there's some fear, some insecurity underneath all of that talking. So ask yourself, what is it that I am hiding, overcompensating for? Or what is it that I don't want to hear from others? Because when you don't want to hear something from other people, you just keep talking so that they can't talk. What is it that you're scared to hear from others? And I mean, there could be some other issues, like maybe some of the over-talking could be cultural, but really at the core of it, when you are intentionally not listening to people and just talking, not giving them a chance to talk, there's something happening within yourself. There's some disconnect, some spiritual disconnect there. Because if you're fully aligned with whatever higher source you believe in, you are connected with your higher self, you are going to be able to be in communication and in conversation with someone in total openness, love, and respect. And that means that it's not just a one-sided conversation where you don't allow the other person to talk. So again, for those with an overactive throat chakra, you can do the vocal exercises, massaging around your ears, and then asking yourself the question, what is it that I am either hiding, overcompensating for, or don't want to hear? And by the way, don't want to hear, let's talk just a little bit more about that. It could be literally what you don't want to hear other people say. You're like, you're scared to hear something that, like, I'm really scared that if I let this other person talk, I'm really going to hear, not that they would actually say this, but because you know how sometimes someone can say something and you hear something completely different, right? So you might be scared that you're going to hear that they don't like you, that you're going to hear that they disapprove of you, that you're going to hear that they think poorly of you. So you just keep talking. Ask yourself that question. Also, it could mean, what am I scared to hear? Because remember, if you're over talking, this means that you don't like silence. If you're an over talker, you probably don't like silence. You probably always have to have something on or be talking to someone, or you probably fall asleep with the TV on, right? So what is it that I don't want to hear in the silence? Mm-hmm. Ask yourself that question too. Okay. All right. Let's talk about people with an underactive throat chakra. So if you have an underactive throat chakra, what you can do to balance that are the same vocal exercises. And you can use my worksheet on zazo.com. It is called Say It Loud. And I have all these speech bubbles on there. The things that you have been wanting to say but haven't yet been able to vocalize, either because you're scared or the words get caught in your throat or whatever it is, write down those things in these speech bubbles and then say them out loud when you're by yourself. You don't say them out loud to other people, but say them out loud. I actually did this exercise recently and I knew that. So yes, here's it. Oh, you're reminding me. I had an issue with a tooth, right? And if you've been listening to my podcast, you already know, like, this has been going back to December. I had an issue with one tooth. I take really good care of my teeth, but there's this one tooth in the back, top molar, that was giving me grief, and I had horrible pain in my mouth. And I knew that this was a throat chakra issue. And so I ask myself, okay, where am I not speaking my truth? What am I not saying that I need to say to someone? And I don't know if I shared this on the podcast, but it was a conversation that I needed to have with my mother about something that happened in my childhood. And so after I had that conversation with my mother, would you believe that the pain just, I mean, it was like night and day the next day. So it would stay like that, I guess, for a day or two, a couple of days. And then I think it was more than a couple of days. But then suddenly the pain one day just, bam, shot up to like 11. Okay, went from like 3 to 11. So that was, to me, meant that there was still some work to do in that area. And then I didn't know, I basically needed to go to, what I ended up doing was going to a different dentist, not my own dentist, because my own dentist didn't even basically say, you're just grinding your teeth. That's it. Just wear this guard and it'll be okay. And so when the pain shot up suddenly, I knew that it was more than just me grinding my teeth. I mean, this pain, I was gripping my face and like crying. It was so painful, really painful. Okay. It got to the point where I just started eating baby food. Like I can't even eat anything. Drinking a room temperature water irritated it. It was that bad. So I went to the second dentist, found out that the tooth, there was a crown on that tooth. It was loose and the nerve was exposed. And so that's why I was just in such horrible pain and I needed a root canal. I even went to the doctor. I actually saw a doctor and her dentist on the same day because I was like, I don't know if this is a tooth issue or if this is something else happening. So I like saw both the doctor and the dentist in one day. Anyways, but so my point is that when it shot back up, the pain shot back up to 11. I knew that I still needed some work to be done. So I said, okay, I channeled into my intuition. Oh, what is it now? Like, what do I need to say? What do I need to say that I'm not saying? Because I'm not really an overtalker. I'm not an overtalker. I totally listen more than I talk. That's my issue is actually talking. So, my intuition told me, okay, all the things that you need, that you've been wanting to say throughout the years, things that you've been holding in, you need to write them down and then speak them out loud. So that's what I did. I wrote them down and I spoke them. And I'm telling you, that was a powerful exercise to verb, because I don't think I had ever said any of those things out loud before. So on this say it loud sheet, I want you to try it. Write down all the things you've been wanting to say and then say them. Mm-hmm. And then you might take it a step further and say, okay, now do I need to speak my truth to someone? Mm-hmm. That's a big exercise right there. And that's going to take some courage. But you know what? Once you do it, whew, you're going to feel so much better. Now, back to my tooth story. So after I did those say it loud exercises, by that time I had already, I think I had already basically scheduled a root canal. So I, you know, the pain, it's not like the pain just disappeared after I did that say it loud exercise, but here's the thing. I think that, so that tooth, nothing happens in isolation. Nothing happens in isolation. Nothing just happens for no reason. It's not like you're one day, the crown on your tooth decides to come off, or you've been, let's say I was grinding my teeth and it caused the crown, whatever. But why was I even grinding my teeth? I think I mentioned this in the other episode. What's the issue there? That's stress, right? And if you're grinding your teeth, that's probably a sign that there's stuff that you're not saying that you need to say, or that you have an overactive. Basically, grinding the teeth is a throat chakra issue. So in having that pain in that area of my throat chakra in my mouth, it helped me to heal that throat chakra by leading me to have the conversation with my mother that I needed to have and to say these things out loud that I've been holding in for all these years. And after I went through those two exercises, I had the root canal, and that's another issue. I don't have time to go into that, but the root canal itself was fine, but the just kind of getting there was a challenge, like the day of when I was supposed to have it done. But anyways, all of that happened because my throat chakra needed healing. That's my point. And so this is why it's so important to really listen to your body and figure out what the message is it's sending you. Because I could have just went in for the root canal or, you know, but you know what would have happened if I had just gotten the root canal and not even thought about the deeper issues. I bet you that another issue with my teeth or another issue in my throat chakra would have popped up after the root canal. That's what happens. That's why you got to go into the, yeah, get deep and ask your body, what's the message? What do you need? What's the first action step I can take to, for my healing? Okay, I am at 20 minutes. Okay, so it is time for me to say goodbye. But, you know, I could keep talking. I didn't even get to share my other throat chakra story. Wow. I guess I will have to share that. You know what? I'm going to share that in the Facebook group. By the way, I have a Facebook group. Come, it's called Energy Healing with Ebony. Come join the Facebook group. It is growing slowly but surely, but I am there every day doing a live stream. So I think I'm going to live stream about this other story that I want to tell. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are interested in energy healing services, I do remote energy healings, I do chakra readings and spiritual guidance, then you can visit my website for more information. And I will see you next time. Remember, I hope that you show up in full power, that you listen to your body and honor your intuition. Okay, till next time. Bye-bye.